and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Prime Time Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. You can save big all this month, up to a $70 online rebate when you buy a set of four eligible Yokohama tires. Choose from the Avid Ascend GT, the Avid Ascend LX, the Advan Sport AS Plus, and more. Rebate offer is valid through October 31st. Come see us before you plan your fall getaway with new Yokohama tires with Mel's Tire.
The service is not expensive. It's priceless at Mel's Tire.
Mel's Tire, 915 Graham.
KBOE Live and Local, good morning, 725, rainfall and 61 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KBOE Sutherland studio line by Emporia David Trailer Zoo Director Lisa Keith and Dahlia Sutton with the David Trailer Zoo in to talk about some booing in the zoo that will be happening this Sunday. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, fellas. It's kind of a hauntingly icky wet morning this morning.
Put you in the mood, right?
Dahlia, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Good. Well, Lisa, how cool is it to have Boo in the Zoo ready to rock and roll here this weekend?
Oh, it's so much fun to finally be able to offer Boo in the Zoo again, because this is actually one of our most popular events throughout the year. So we have more kids through the zoo in an hour and a half than we do any other time during the year.
All right. Well, Dahlia, when do the Boo in the Zoo activities start on this Halloween Sunday?
Yeah, so it starts at 3 o'clock, and it'll go until about 4:30. So we'll have lots of stations out and about for people to trick-or-treat at, and some games, some fun activities. So it'll be a good time.
Lisa, let's talk a little bit about what people can expect here. As Dahlia mentioned, there's going to be some different stations out. What's going to be the scene like when folks show up here Sunday afternoon?
Well, sure. I mean, so obviously we have the new entrance, so people will enter through that new entrance. They'll be able to walk through the entire zoo. We'll have stations. Dahlia has them spaced out throughout the entire zoo. So there's candy stations, there's games stations. So literally people can go either way when they come through the gate, but they'll be able to be entertained the entire time they're here.
And, of course, it is the David Trailer Zoo, so this is a free event. And, Dahlia, I assume costumes are very welcome.
Absolutely. I mean, you have to have costumes if you're going to go trick-or-treating, you know?
Right.
We would love to see people dressed up in their costumes. And it's always fun to see the kids go through and see what little ghost goblins, superheroes, I mean, everything that we see come through the zoo. Obviously, the last time we had it was in 2019, but I don't know what was more entertaining, the kids going through the zoo or the animals looking at the kids as they went through the zoo.
Right. Now, I'm going to ask, Dahlia, do you have your costume lined up here for Sunday?
I do.
What are you going to be going as?
I am going to be going as a giraffe, which is kind of funny because I'm only 5'5".
Lisa, what's your costume going to be?
I'm going to be a parrot.
A parrot? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Lisa, I assume that you have all kinds of candy ready, huh, for the kids?
Yes, we do. We do, and we have several partners that are going to be joining us that evening as well. So this is a family-friendly event. The Haunted Train is going to be running in Soden's Grove Park as well, so we're super excited about that. It's just going to be lots of fun, and don't forget to bring your treat bags. That's kind of important.
Oh, yeah. Yep, yeah. There'll be lots of goodies throughout the zoo to be had.
So what kind of games are we playing, Dahlia?
Oh my goodness. So we have the owl beanbag toss. We have some spider web tosses. We've got some bowling, some ring tosses over there by the lemurs. Those are always pretty popular. You've got to do the feely boxes, you know?
The feely boxes.
Oh, yeah. Put your hand in there and try to figure out what's in there.
Ah.
If you're brave enough, you know.
If you're brave
enough.
That's
right.
Dahlia, along those lines here, from your perspective here as the outreach coordinator here for the zoo, this is obviously it's a golden opportunity for you to maybe put some education out there. Granted, the focus is going to be on the candy. We can't get past that. But this has got to be a great opportunity for you to maybe throw some things in there that the kids will maybe talk with their parents about on the way home as they start off and really hit the evening run of the candy.
Yeah, so, you know, of course we always try to have some kind of educational goal for people, you know, outreach to have for people to take home some conservation messages. And that doesn't stop at Boo in the Zoo. You know, we always have something sprinkled in there. It might be one of those things that we sneak in so the kids don't really realize that that's what they're, you know, seeing. But, you know, for example, the ring toss down there at the lemurs, that's such a great way to show, you know, how much the lemurs can actually jump from tree to tree if we space them out correctly. So there's always little things that we have sprinkled in throughout. Again, sometimes it's just one of those things that you got to, you know, it might not be so obvious, but they're out there.
Or you have to feel it to believe it, right?
Exactly. There you go. I like that one. Yeah.
And I think, you know, mitigation strategy-wise, a lot will be in masks anyway. I think
true.
When we head out to the David Trailer Zoo. But I'm sure what you're recommending, safe distancing, that stuff, Lisa?
Yes, absolutely. Safe distancing as best you can. And then, of course, we have hand sanitizer at the entrance as you come in and as you go out and in the restrooms, some other places throughout the zoo as well.
Lisa, we would be probably not doing our job if we asked how things are going when it comes to all the different renovations and the process there that's going on at the zoo at this time.
Well, let me tell you, let's see. The parking lot is slowly coming together, actually. The fencing, the guy is moving along. And hopefully the llama fence that we used to see there is going to disappear here in the next week or so because the new perimeter fence is going to be moving in to the south to prepare for that parking lot to go in. And then clear down on the highway, we have our new sign getting ready to go in. So they're actually getting ready to put in that rock wall. The concrete blocks are actually going in right now. It started yesterday. So you'll be able to see that wall getting ready to take shape there.
Awesome. And as Lisa mentioned, the Sertoma Club, a haunted train, the miniature train is back and operational, and they will be running special for Halloween coming up from 3 until 6. So prior to or after your visit to Boo in the Zoo, head down to Soden's Grove and the Sertoma Club haunted miniature train coming up Sunday. Again, that will be from 3 until 6. We can't wait to be booing and zooing again. Lisa, thanks for your time here this morning.
I have a joke for you.
Well,
you
yeah,
ready?
How did I let you get out of here without that?
All right.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, I am.
What do ghosts give out as treats for trick-or-treaters?
What do ghosts give out for treats for trick-or-treaters? Please do tell.
Booberries.
Oh.
Thank you,
can you beat
Lisa.
That? You guys have a great day.
All right, Daly, thanks.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, Boo in the Zoo, David Trailer Zoo this Sunday, 3 until 4:30. We will be there broadcasting live. Chuck Samples.
That's right. That'll be from 2:30 to 4:30 for that broadcast from Boo in the Zoo Sunday afternoon. Want to let you know that if you want to be part of our newsmaker slots, next week is your time. And most of the slots are actually open right now. So you can call us at 620-342-1400 or email kvue at kvue.com and get your event or activity highlighted. Tomorrow we'll have local Mason Robert Nelson joining us as we talk about the Masonic Lodge funding this year's Match Day organization, or at least providing funding for those organizations on November 15th, the big day.
And our newsmaker this morning brought to you by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham and Emporia. Mel's Tire, where service is not expensive, it is priceless. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham. Good morning, it's 7:32.
I'm Jamie Reefer, and I'm running for Emporia School Board. I've spent the last decade helping find solutions to make our community stronger. It's